All right, so looking for the inside scoop on Trump's immigration plans if he, gets another term. Well, lucky you've come to the right
Oh,
place.
yeah.
We've got a whole stack of fresh articles and analyses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've got the Economic Times, Politico, even a YouTube breakdown.
Interesting.
And let me tell you,
Yeah.
things are about to get interesting.
But yeah, I mean, it's causing quite a stir out there.
Yeah.
Trump's recent interview really kind of throws down the gauntlet on immigration.
For sure. And that's what we're diving deep into right here, right now. What's he actually proposing? What the legal and economic angles, and really what does it all mean for, you, the listener?
Yeah, good question. So let's unpack it. He's clearly doubling down on deportations,
Hmm.
right? But this time, there's this strategic vagueness that's worth looking at.
Oh, for sure. He keeps talking about going after undocumented immigrants with criminal records, but then,
Nothing.
yeah, no specifics on what those crimes even are.
Exactly. And that's where it gets interesting, like is this intentional? Leaving it open-ended gives him a lot of leeway in the future. Could be used to target certain groups or even as like a political weapon.
Oh, it's kind of scary when you think about it like that. And then there's the whole family separation issue, too. He's suggesting deporting families, even if some members are legal residents, mixed status families. He even offers them the choice to leave together or be separated.
Right. Like offering a choice somehow makes it better.
Right.
The message is clear. Comply or else.
But beyond the emotional impact, it makes you wonder about the logistics of it all. How would mass deportation even work, practically?
Millions of
Oh,
people.
yeah.
Just the cost alone would be astronomical.
Yeah.
Not to mention the economic fallout. Think about all the industries that rely on, immigrant labor.
Oh, absolutely. There'd be huge disruptions. But actually, before we get into the economics, there's another major policy shift he's talking about that we need to unpack.
Okay, yeah.
Birthright citizenship.
Oh, wow. He wants to end it. Maybe even just through executive action.
Really?
Yeah. He's saying the U.S. is the only country with birthright citizenship, which, by the way, is completely false. But that aside, this is a direct challenge to the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, this feels like a constitutional crisis waiting to happen. Can you kind of walk me through the legal issues here?
Well, the 14th Amendment is pretty clear.
Yeah.
Anyone born in the U.S. is a citizen. No ifs, ands, or buts. It was created to address the legacy of slavery, guarantee equal protection under the law. To change it would take a constitutional amendment, not just an executive order. It's a dangerous precedent if he actually tries to do this.
It is. It's a scary thought. What would this even mean for families, for like what it means to be American if he actually pulled it off?
It'd be huge, a seismic shift, really. And it makes you wonder about his motives. Is this the real policy goal or just, a distraction?
That's a good point. And then there's like this contradiction with how he's talking about Dreamers. Now he's all about working with Democrats to find a solution. He even admitted they, contribute to the country.
Yeah, it's an interesting change of tune, especially given some of his cabinet picks. Look at his choice for Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth. The guy's got a history of controversial statements, allegations against him.
Yeah, that YouTube analysis we have, it does not hold back. Really paints him in a bad light.
It does. But anyway, beyond the personal stuff, this appointment, along with some others, they suggest a pattern. Makes you wonder about his judgment, what kind of leadership we'd see in his second term.
And if he's really sincere about this softer approach to Dreamers, or if it's just like a political game.
Right. Well, to see if his actions match his words. We were just talking about how, Trump seems to be taking these kind of contradictory stances on immigration, tough on deportations, but then he's open to working with the Democrats on Dreamers. It's almost like, he's trying to appeal to everyone at the same time.
Yeah, it does feel pretty calculated. But maybe we can switch gears a little and talk about the economic arguments around immigration. It's one of those areas where it feels like people jump to conclusions really quickly.
Totally. I mean, the economic impact, whether we're talking documented or undocumented immigrants, it's way more complicated than a lot of folks realize. There's pros and cons.
It's
Got to understand both sides.
okay, so let's break it down. Like when we're talking about undocumented immigrants specifically, what are some of the potential benefits to the economy?
Well, one of the big arguments is that immigrants often fill these really crucial gaps in the labor market.
Right.
They take jobs in areas like agriculture, construction, hospitality, the jobs a lot of native-born Americans just aren't willing to do.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of people lining up for those jobs.
Exactly. And they're tough jobs, low wages, demanding work, but they're essential. Our economy needs them filled.
Right. If they're not filled, it impacts everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And because Immigrants are often willing to work for less. Their presence can actually help keep prices down.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So for consumers, it means lower prices on food, goods, services, you name it. Benefits everybody in the end.
So there's kind of like a trickle-down effect. But I've also heard that this can actually like push wages down for native-born workers who are in those same sectors.
It's definitely a valid concern. It's a complicated issue, no easy answers. Then you've also got the whole question of social services, right? Whether immigrants, especially undocumented ones, are using up more resources than they're contributing.
Yeah, that's something you hear a lot from, the groups who are against immigration. But is there any truth to it?
It's not that straightforward. While some undocumented immigrants might use social services, they're also paying taxes. They're working, buying things. Sales tax, property tax. A lot of them even contribute to Social Security and Medicare, even though they'll never get benefits.
So the idea that they're just taking advantage, that's just not accurate.
Exactly. And then there's that old argument about immigrants being more likely to commit crimes.
Right.
Totally debunked. Studies show that immigrants, documented or not, they actually have lower crime rates than people born in the U.S.
Interesting. So much of what we hear just isn't true.
Nope.
Okay, but bringing it back to Trump's plan for mass deportation, what do you think the economic consequences would be?
Well, if we accept that undocumented immigrants are playing a big role in certain sectors, which the data shows,
Yeah.
then mass deportation, that could lead to huge labor shortages,
Oh, yeah.
higher prices for consumers, supply chains getting messed up, even economic instability.
Yeah, it's not hard to imagine the ripple effect. Businesses can't find workers, crops rotting in the fields, prices going way up on everyday things.
Exactly. And who ends up paying those higher prices? Probably the same working class Americans that Trump says he's fighting for. Like, classic unintended consequences.
So you're saying mass deportation could actually end up hurting the people it's supposed to help?
It's a real possibility. And that's why it's so important to look past the talking points and think about what might really happen to the economy if we do something this drastic.
Okay, so we've talked about the economics, but what about like the social and political impact? What happens to a society when you start rounding up and deporting millions of people?
Well, just on a human level, the trauma, the disruption would be immense. Families ripped apart, communities broken up. You'd have this climate of fear just hanging over everything. Imagine what it would do to kids who've grown up here. This is their home.
Yeah, it's hard to even think about. And beyond those immediate effects on families, wouldn't there be like broader consequences for society?
Absolutely. I mean, mass deportations would probably make people afraid to get involved. And if civic engagement would plummet, people would be scared to speak up, to report crimes, even to talk to their neighbors. Because what if they get targeted or deported?
Right.
It could lead to more isolation, less trust in the authorities, and just less participation in civic life overall.
It sounds like it would turn into a society where everyone's always looking over their shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. And if you look back historically, policies that target specific groups and create this kind of fear, they almost never end well. You see social unrest, crime rates going up, people lose faith in the government.
It's like a slippery slope. And then you've got the moral question too, right? Is it even ethical to uproot people from their lives, their families, just because of their immigration status?
Yeah, that's a question everyone has to answer for themselves.
Yeah.
But from a humanitarian perspective, it's really hard to justify, especially when you consider that a lot of these folks came here looking for a better life. They're running from poverty, violence, persecution.
Yeah. They're contributing. They've built lives here, raised families. Seems incredibly cruel to punish them for wanting something better.
It really raises questions about who we are as a country. What are our values? Do we embrace diversity and offer refuge to those who need it? Or do we turn our backs on the people who need help the most?
It feels like a real turning point. And this all ties into that bigger trend we're seeing globally, right? Like rising nationalism, xenophobia, all this anti-immigrant sentiment.
Yeah, it's a worrying trend, and it's not something we can just ignore. History shows us over and over again that when fear and prejudice start driving our policies, it never ends well.
So where do we go from here? What can people do to like push back against these harmful policies and advocate for a better way of doing things?
First and foremost, stay informed.
Right.
Don't just get your news from headlines or those little sound bites on social media. Go deeper. Look at different viewpoints. Challenge your own assumptions.
And don't forget, your own voice can make a difference. Talk to people, your friends, your family, your neighbors. Share what you've learned. You can challenge misconceptions. You can help change how people think about immigration.
Exactly. And then take action. Contact your elected officials. Join advocacy groups. Support the organizations that are out there fighting for immigrant rights. Your voice matters. And when we work together, we can actually make a difference.
It feels like we're at a crossroads. The decisions we make now will have huge consequences, not just for immigrants, but for, you know, who we are as a nation. We've talked a lot about, you know, what might happen if Trump gets his way on immigration. And honestly, it can feel a little overwhelming, you know? It's heavy stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. It's not easy to think about. But, you know, even with all this debate, all this uncertainty, there are people out there working really hard to find solutions to make our immigration system, you know, more just, more humane.
That's good to remember. It's easy to just get lost in the bad stuff and forget that people are out there trying to make things better. So maybe we can talk about some of those solutions. Like, what ideas are people proposing to actually deal with immigration in the U.S.?
Well, one idea that's been getting more attention is, you know, comprehensive immigration reform. Basically tackling the whole problem at once instead of these little piecemeal policies.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like getting at the root of it instead of just putting Band-Aids on things.
Exactly. And this would probably involve like a bunch of different things, you know, strengthening border security, but also creating a way for undocumented immigrants to become citizens.
Yeah.
If they meet certain requirements. And then reforming the whole legal immigration system, making it more efficient, you know, really responding to what the economy needs.
So it's not just about like amnesty or open borders, which is what some people say.
Right. It's about finding that balance, something that works for everybody.
Right, right. And this kind of approach, it has had support from both parties in the past, right?
Yeah, it has. But honestly, it's been getting harder and harder to find common ground on this issue.
Yeah. Everything's so polarized, it's tough to imagine Congress actually working together to do something meaningful.
I hear you. But if you look at the polls, most Americans actually support comprehensive immigration reform. The problem isn't that people don't want it. It's that the politicians don't have the will to do it.
So it sounds like it'll take people putting pressure on them to really make a change.
Exactly. And that's where you come in, you know, the listener. If you want a better immigration system, a more humane system, you got to make your voice heard.
Right.
Call your representatives, support the organizations that are working on reform, talk to your friends and family about it.
And of course, vote for people who actually share your values on this issue.
Exactly. Change often starts locally. Your vote is powerful. Don't forget that.
Okay, so that's comprehensive reform. Any other ideas out there?
Well, some folks have been talking about a guest worker program. So foreign workers could come here legally, you know, for a specific period of time to work in industries where there aren't enough workers.
That sounds like it could be good for everyone. Businesses get the workers they need and workers get to come here legally.
It could be, yeah. But we got to make sure that any program like that really protects workers' rights. You know, we don't want to create a system where people are taken advantage of or abused.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's got to be fair and ethical.
Absolutely. And there are other countries that have done this well, you know. We can learn from what they did right.
So take what works and adapt it to how things are here in the U.S.
Exactly. There are a lot of other ideas out there, too, like putting more money into border security, but also making it easier for people to get asylum, making legal immigration easier, giving more resources to programs that help immigrants integrate.
Sounds like we've got no shortage of ideas. The hard part is getting the politicians on board and finding that, like, collective courage, you know, to actually demand a better way of doing things.
You hit the nail on the head. It's easy to get discouraged right now, but we can't forget that we have the power to make things better.
Yeah. This isn't just about politics. It's about real people's lives, their families, their dreams, everything they bring to our society.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
We need to remember that. Approach this with empathy, compassion, and a real commitment to finding solutions that respect everyone's dignity and rights, you know, regardless of their immigration status.
Well, you said it perfectly. And on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive today. We've covered a lot. Trump's immigration plans, the challenges, the possible solutions.
It's been a long conversation, for sure. Lots of twists and turns. But hopefully you've come away with a better understanding of, you know, how complicated all this is. And hopefully you feel ready to join the conversation and fight for positive change.
I know I do. And remember, this isn't the end of the conversation. Immigration is going to be a big issue for a long time, and we need you to be informed and engaged.
Keep learning, keep asking questions, keep pushing for a better world. That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and let's all keep working towards a more just and compassionate world.